Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Ask expectantly. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and does not criticize him for asking, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed with the wind. If any of you have been in the ocean or in the inland waters that are prone to high waves and high wind, you know that it is a terrifying thing many times. You never know from moment to moment whether the craft that you're on is going to remain afloat or whether it will be upturned. In like manner, many times we go through life wondering if this bark that we are on, which we call life, is going to hold up or whether it's going to be overturned. None of us know exactly how much time we have to live in this life. Life is tentative at best. And that's not to put it in a terrifying manner, but a realistic manner, that as we look at life itself, it is a reality that we are here for only a short period of time in the great theme of things. And the question is, what do we do with our life while we are here? Are we going to live it with great victory, or are we going to go through it with terror and such protection that we do not allow ourselves to be used by God in any way, shape, or form? I want to be one who is known by living my life fully for the Lord, giving everything I possibly can to Him, because I know that He does all things well and that I can totally trust Him by giving Him my all. Giving my all means that I do it on a continuing basis. I can be totally committed to the Lord one moment and take it back from Him the next, but that's not what it means to give Him completely to the Lord. And in like manner, when we ask of the Lord, we can ask expecting Him to say no, or we can ask expecting Him to say yes. And when it comes to wisdom, here James says that we are to ask confidently of the Lord. When we need to know what God wants us to do, we need to ask, expecting Him to give us the answer. Most of the time, that answer is going to come from the Word of God. So when we pray for answers to our questions or our needs, immediately go to the Word of God and begin to search the Word of God and allow Him to speak to us through that Word. And when we do, we say, oh, God has revealed to me what He wants me to do. Walk with Him. Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Communicate with Him all through the day. And ask expectantly. Heavenly Father, as we bow before You this day, I pray, Lord, that we might have that expectant attitude, knowing that You love to give to Your children. You love to meet the needs, the spiritual needs, as well as the physical needs, more of the spiritual needs, because the physical needs pass away so quickly, but the spiritual needs last for eternity. Give us that eternal, expectant desire in our heart, Lord, to be more like You and to walk with You and to enjoy Your presence. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.